You guys ready to get the show started?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah.
Anybody else ready to get the show started?
Also ready to get the show started.
And now, live from New York City, it's the Rad Dude Cast. Gentlemen, start your video.
That was it, Harumi. Start your video. You weren't going to like from, you know,
Rick Stone.
There's
Brendan.
Here I am.
Here comes Anthony.
Here I am. I'm Greg. And
start
there's
Anthony.
Brendan down there.
Hang on.
And then Anthony starting now.
Oh, I got to hit the video.
Start
Anthony
video.
Video. And Harumi, stop talking.
Anthony DeVito.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I'm trying to get this fucking. These hot sauce bottles are like impossible to open, man.
That shouldn't be happening now.
Jesus Christ.
Should not be happening
now.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
You should not be a talk of hot sauce being opening. There should be no.
Well, they're hard.
It shouldn't be hard because it shouldn't be happening.
No, why are you doing this? What are you opening it for? You're not eating on the fucking live Zoom, Anthony. Are you eating dinner? Are you going to eat dinner?
No. I'm having a drink, but I thought it'd be fun to put hot sauce on my whiskey.
All right.
Someone applauded for the kid, baby.
I'm going to address a couple of things. First of all, thank you. Just so you guys,
there it is.
Just so you guys know, this will be going up on YouTube. So anyone who doesn't want to be seen, turn your cameras off or anything.
You know,
like
if you're
that.
With just... someone you ain't supposed to be with.
also,
if you have your wife's boy, you might not want to have that being seen right now.
Now's not
also,
a good time.
Greg,
to
let
be
me
on camp
have a sex with
that boy of yours.
Let me address this, Greg. The whole plan, everyone, was to have this dramatic intro where none of our we weren't visible, and then Harumi announces us, and then immediately, right fucking away, Anthony just goes, "Taco!"
That's a taco, man. It's so hard, man.
Yeah, man.
I get so excited.
Let me hear.
They can hear it. It's all there. Oh, it's all on the YouTube. Who's talking? I hear some background noise.
Oh, that's the third thing. That's the third thing. Try and make sure you're in a quiet space. Got like a TV on or something. Mute yourself or whatever. Yeah.
Amanda Heenidge is in the Apple Store. That's what I see.
She's
in the Apple Store.
Apple Store employees are essential workers. People need their health care and they need their Apple care. And everybody knows that. That's a form of care. I'm going to bite this fucking bottle at this point, to be honest with you.
Take the bottle
and
shove it up your ass. That's what I would like for you to do. I'd like for the rest of the podcast there to be a hot sauce bottle up your ass because it's what you deserve. I want to throw, before we get going, I want to throw out some shout outs. One to Matt G, who can't figure out a green screen, because that shit's crazy. I just see the San Francisco bridge. Amanda, thanks for being a hot worker. Hot worker? That's not what I meant to say. Essential worker. I meant like, she's a nurse, man. Remember, she was a nurse? Someone messaged me, they said I should shout her out, her and her main.
Definitely a nurse. You called her a hot worker. And
yeah, like a hot time worker. A hot, sexy worker.
From the matrix of thumbnails, it's all guys and Amanda. So,
we literally Tori's here. Tori's here. Helena's here.
Oh, Tori's.
Helena. We've got a very diverse fan base of white guys that look like us.
Literally three different types. We have an Asian type. You can either be Asian, you can be a 20-something, kind of hot male, and then you can have a funny mustache. That's really the three kind of people we have. And I'm with that.
It's like ice hockey. Yeah,
and
or you could be an
bridge.
Architectural masterpiece.
Yeah, go.
We got to figure out how to do this better because it's already impossible to talk when I'm looking at the three of you. I have to be looking at the three of you to know when you're about to talk. And now I'm looking at 1,000 people. My stimulus is exploding.
I'll send you a text when I'm about to talk.
Okay.
You're at 43.
Great.
Now,
I don't even know where Harumi is. He's talking. I don't see his face. Where are you?
We're at the top.
No, I don't see you.
Anthony, show feet.
Oh, wait. There's one of two pages. There's a lot of people in here.
Three.
I think we should just call this quits.
Yeah, this is undoable. I'm too anxious. Everyone, this is undoable.
I'm not comfortable.
We're going to have Greg.
I'm Greg.
Greg, can you institute the go system, please?
All I know is Bennett Brown is playing me. He looks like he's playing a video game, and since he's looking at the screen, I think he's playing me. So I guess I have no control over myself anymore. If that makes, and I can't look at people's faces because if they're not 100% smiling the whole time, I'm going to blow my brains out.
Man, everybody here knows you and loves you. You know what I mean?
They don't. Like, I don't know.
This honestly is like a Greg support group. Like, you have nothing to worry about whatsoever.
These, all right.
Yeah, these are the 30 people. Oh no! There's a second page. I don't know if you.
There's
saw
a lot
it.
Of pages. 44 participants.
How many people we got?
Terrific, man.
44.
Well,
press
welcome.
If you're an Anthony guy, you know it, baby.
Shut the fuck up, Anthony.
I'm the Anthony guy.
Shut the fuck up.
Welcome. That's too much. That's too much.
Greg.
Anthony.
The only
Brendan.
Way when we can't see each now. Now. First of all, thank you guys so much for coming to the first ever live Rad Dude Cast Zoom. We love our fans so much. This means a lot to us. This is super fun. We're gonna try and do a normal Rad Dude Cast episode. It might get crazy. We're gonna have participants. It's gonna be very exciting. Anthony's drinking hot sauce. Anthony, what exactly is this drink? Oh, by the way. I'd like everyone everyone who's not muted. My setup right now is 100% due to Jeremy Picard, who is in here. He's up there. He gave me a fucking computer. The guy just gave me a computer. Wouldn't let me pay for it. So nice. Everyone, there we go. Nice. Give it up for Jeremy Picard. I met him in real life. Great guy. Gave me a computer. The thing's fucking awesome. It's a great computer.
I met a lot of these people in real life. Wabe's in the house.
Wabe.
Now, let me say this. If you have a question, do the thing. There's like a thing where you can like do a thumbs up or an emoji or like a hand raise. And then we could do questions and shit. That's fun.
Yeah. Feel free to weigh in at any questions. But
I say shout him out.
Dan said thumbs up.
Urge has a question already. Do you have a question or are you just giving a thumbs up? Okay, he's giving a thumbs up. Now, do you guys want to jump right in to beat the dudes? What do you want to do?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to them? There's no way to know. This is too much for me.
You got to know I'm talking to you at all times. I'll address them as I address a crowd. I'm talking to you guys. We're just doing our podcast, Greg. Stay cool.
I'm sorry I got so hot before, Brendan. I'm too anxious.
Do you guys want to jump right into beat the dude?
Yes. Yeah, I think Anthony left. Okay. I don't think he's here.
Anthony, what are you looking at?
No, nothing. I was texting the group that I might talk to.
Do gallery view for the
just to give you guys a heads up.
Guys, I just got a text.
This is gallery view.
I got it in gallery view.
Yeah, it's a grid of 4x5. You know.
Thanks.
What?
That's he just gives information sometimes.
Okay. Who wants to be the first contestant? Who wants to be the first contestant on Beat the Dudes?
Taco, I nominate Taco.
Taco's not here.
To fucking nominate.
I'll be a contestant.
He's not here.
Kurt Loder. Kurt Loder from MTV would like to be the first contestant on Beat the Dudes. Welcome to Beat the Dudes, Kurt.
Hit us with some music, man.
Thanks.
That's
news at 10.
Nice.
He got a new one. He got a new sound for the show. The four sounds.
Kurt, welcome to Beat the Dudes, the world's number one game show in the world.
Good to be here, Brendan.
Let me introduce the dudes. Born and raised in the wild jungles of Borneo, it's Anthony.
What?
Just, I'll tell you this.
Okay, and now from the mean streets of Detroit, it's Mr. Greg.
I'll say this. I see some people in the crowd eating, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I don't like
Anthony heads out there.
I don't know how I feel about people who aren't technically persons making the show.
Let me see. Let me hear you chomp, 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 chomp one time.
Because your mic's off. The act of eating makes me furious, no matter who it is.
Now, Kurt, as you notice, it's hard to conduct a game show when the other two participants are not playing the fucking game show, but I'm going to continue anyway.
I'm in.
Did you catch the Rad Dudecast episode of Beat the Dudes?
Yes, of
you
course.
Did. Okay, could you remind me what the rules were? Because I don't remember.
Where is this person? You can't find them. We have too many people in this room. This is like an elevator.
What's up, mates?
Giovanni, hey,
raise your hand if you're the one here. Make a big
thing.
Do one of these. Who's?
It's Kurt Loder. He might be on a different screen for you, Greg. Just use your ears, man. We got to give you a sensory deprivation tank.
I'm going to leave. But okay, I'll
on today's episode of Beat the Dudes, we're taking on history. Greg.
I'm not leaving. I'm just going to not look at the screen. I'm just going to look somewhere else. It's only my ears.
He's very active.
Can I bring up the time when Greg called a guest and they fought about the definition of history? Happened about 4 years ago.
Who's this?
He did what now?
He called some fan of the show who was a history major, and then Greg and him fought about the definition of history until Greg hung up on him.
Oh my god, that was on the Kokomichu episode.
Okay,
yeah.
I just heard it the other day.
Okay, well, listen, everyone. A lot of times on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek doesn't get repeatedly fucking interrupted by Mexican Giovanni, but I'll try and power through. Today's subject is history on Beat the Dudes. To buzz in, the dudes get to answer first. Kurt, you then have to try and top their answers. In order to buzz in, you have to say a historical event that's not real. Greg and Anthony, are you on board with that? You have to make up an historical event to buzz in.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I haven't asked the question.
Yeah,
but I got the game. I got the schematics for sure.
Okay, question number one. Some might say this is gobbledygook, but these animals were worshipped by ancient Mayans as vessels to the gods.
Buzz.
Yes.
What's the buzz?
Buzz. Okay. You should have been paying attention, Anthony.
A historical event that didn't happen.
That's the buzzin'?
Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Okay. We're
Michael
going
Jordan
to Greg.
Won Anthony. Six NBA championships.
That did happen.
Not in the documentary yet. I didn't finish it. Before.
You've been watching it for years.
Okay, I'll
accept
go
it. With the goat. The great goat. A lot of people don't know about the great goat. He was the oldest goat who ever lived. His name was Gary. He had shoes. What?
Okay, I give, I award, incorrect, but I award you 700 points for A, a good buzz in, and B, a good answer about Gary the old goat. Now, Anthony, some might say this is gobbledygook, but these animals were worshipped by ancient Mayans as vessels to the gods.
Buzz.
Yes.
In France, they celebrate a little thing called Gobbledygook Day. This is
where. Yeah, that's true.
They get every They get every single French turkey together, and then they all go, Cavalier-Gault. And the whole state of France celebrates. State of being French. The country also celebrates as well. Now, what was the question exactly?
He just gave an answer.
Some might say this is gobbledygook, but these animals were worshipped by ancient Mayans as vessels to the gods.
Oh, lizards.
And why?
Because, well, that's a great question.
What a good-looking question.
Mexican Giovanni, are you currently in the game?
I'm here, baby.
In the game. If you're not currently in the game...
Oh, I'm sorry. I love you.
We love you too, buddy. We love you too. It just could get a little chaotic. No, it's okay. It's okay. It just could get a little chaotic if everyone's talking. So we're trying to keep it.
And I like to throw my weight around. You know what I mean? I'm going to lose every goddamn fan tonight. I need to start seeing people just sign off after I insult them all personally. Because it makes me feel better about myself.
Roomy, nice man.
I'm giving you 600.
Wait, I have.
Okay, explain the lizard.
So, have you ever seen a lizard's tongue, Brendan?
Yes, many a time. I've felt it. I've seen it. The whole gamut. All everything right, so, you can do with a lizard's tongue.
So you know what I'm talking about. Their tongues are so long that Brendan, didn't you mention like
the Mayans? Yes, the ancient Mayans.
Yes, okay, the Mexican Mayans are in Mexico. So the Mayans, these tongues, they looked at these tongues as these tongues could reach heaven. So they admired that so much about these tongues that they looked at the lizards as sacred animals.
You tie Greg with 700 points. Two good answers, pretty both good. Incorrect. Kurt Loder, to beat the dudes. Some might say this is gobbledygook, but these animals were worshipped by ancient Mayans as vessels to the gods. Now you have to buzz in by making up a historical event that did not happen.
Sure. So the buzz in, all of those alleged incidences, with the great Bill Cosby, and the answer
there he is.
Actually, Greg had it. It was Gary the old goat, but he had the reasoning a little wrong. It was because boiled goat horn is extremely psychedelic, and so that's why it was considered the gateway to the heavens.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a tie with Greg, 700 points because you agreed with Greg, and Greg likes that kind of thing. Now, Anthony, you have minus 500 points because you literally understood the clue in the question by bringing up turkeys and then didn't realize turkeys was the fucking answer. Said gobbledygook.
That was a trick one.
It wasn't a trick. I literally gave you a clue. Why would I say gobbledygook?
Because, well, honestly, man, you just acted like the great Montezuma who hired his gold inside his house because that's the last place they would look.
You know, so Kurt has tied the dudes. Who's our next contestant on Meet the Dudes?
Well, I'll say this. Dudes. I get to talk sometimes, too. James Mason's bed. That's some straight sex shit right there. Are we not thinking about that bed?
Let me find this guy.
Dude, that is some hot shit.
Let me find this guy.
I can't see your face, but that's what makes it perfect. You know what I mean? Like you get a woman in there or a man in there, whatever you want to get in there. No one sees anyone's face. It's all pleasure. That's all, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Whoa. What is that? That he's got like exhibit. He's got, you know how you put neons under your car? He's got those behind his bed. Whoa,
yeah, man.
That's crazy. Do you have mirrors on the ceiling?
That's cool,
so
man.
Hot. I got to get
in order for him to unmute his mic. He has to get up and get out of bed.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
What are you, some kind of sex doctor? Oh, he just unmuted, then muted right back. This guy's a sex.
I respect that move.
I also want to throw another one out here. I am sending people personal messages through the whole podcast as to keep everyone involved. Juan David Garcia, love that there's no space in your name. It's a Juan David Garcia.
It just made it that way.
I made it that way?
No, it just made it that way.
That's fucked up, man. You got to call somebody.
Yeah. I didn't want to give my full name out like that, but I just put my first, middle, and last name on.
You want me to rename you? I'll rename you right now. All right, got you. I'm going to rename you something sweet as fuck.
Something good.
I don't know if I can. It's very difficult.
Yeah, the fucking...
Back to you, Brendan.
Try one, man.
Now, Anthony, what are you drinking with hot sauce, man?
Whiskey.
Whiskey and hot sauce. You think that's a known drink?
I don't know. I thought it would give me the kick because it's kind of late for me, you know? So I thought this would give me the kick I need to get through this.
And
it's
8 going?
O'clock. It's 8:30. Late for you. What are you? What happened in the virus? You did 1 hour of work today. At 11, we did a podcast.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That was early for me, and then this came late. So they're bookended together. I keep kind of odd hours, I guess.
This is that classic Greg and Anthony banter people come to see.
Well, I guess sometimes I try to keep the same.
I'm not a part of it.
Well, you're something else.
You're a part of it.
I try to keep the same hours as the cats in my backyard so that we're together all the time.
Look, doesn't Cameron's always work out. That's a great looking cat. Anyway, all right, I got a game I want to play. Where's Brendan? I can't see his face when I make him mad.
I'm right here, man. I trust you got to trust that I'm listening.
I know you're listening, but 99% of me on the podcast is registering your face to see how mad I made you. So if I can't see
you, don't make me mad. You can't make me mad anymore. I don't get hot brain anymore. I've been cured.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you have been good lately.
You have been very good.
Thank you. Greg said he didn't really say this, but when we were talking about doing this, I was like, no, it's fine. There'll just be 60 people in there. It's fine. It's not fucking fine. This is very hard to concentrate and know what's happening.
It's way too much for me.
I can take over. Do you want me to do that?
Yes, yeah, please, Anthony. Host away, my friend. Ask us some
questions. My house is going to set on fire.
All right. Well, why don't we play Beat the Dudes, and I'll host. And I think that might be easier for you guys.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. No, this Ryan Nagel guy looks way too much like me that I think he might be coming for me. Look at that. Look at that guy. Everyone look at him and look at how he looks like me.
Hang on. I got to go back to gallery view.
Who's his name?
What?
They're not.
Who looks like you?
Ryan Nagel. I can't explain. He's going to have to move his arms a bunch or something.
Yeah, I see him. Yeah. Out. He looks like he's.
Oh, yeah. He does. Yeah.
He looks like you.
Yeah. He's got smooth moves, though. He did a move. He did a move. I thought that was pretty smooth.
Makes any sense.
All right. So, Brendan, who wants to play Beat the Dudes with Brendan and Greg?
I'll play.
All right, sweet man. Let's get you in there. How do we get Juan?
You just said you didn't say a name, Anthony. You just said you to a room of 60 people. Let's get you in there.
It's your woman. Juan David Garcia. Juan David Garcia.
Cameron's
Juan David
cat.
Garcia.
Juan David Garcia. Juan David Garcia. No comment.
Okay. So this question, who and the buzz in. You have to say a rule that isn't in place in the United States, but you think it should be. And the question is, what Olympic track star won a bunch of gold medals in the last couple Olympics?
Buzz.
Brendan.
I didn't understand that. I,
John Clever. Rule that should be in place that shouldn't be. I have problems with the way schools are funded.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're generally funded by property taxes in their district. Therefore, poor areas there inherently have poor schools. I think there should be more federal funding for schools.
Wow. So you don't think, in short, you don't think Betsy DeVos is doing a good job?
Bestie?
That's her name. Betsy. Betsy. Wow, Brendan. That's pretty. I don't know if I could award you any points. That was a pretty unpatriotic answer, but go ahead with your answer anyway.
Thanks. 0 points for the only sensible answer ever given. I decided to answer it straight with a reasonable adjustment that I think is could be made, and I get 0 points. Fine, Anthony. Let's build a wall around New Hampshire with with dead chickens. Let's build a dead chicken wall around New Hampshire. How many points is that?
That's good. Seven. Well, I would. Well, no. Okay. I'll give you 7 points. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
What's your answer, though?
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that's true. He did win a couple gold medals.
Good guy.
So, well, but I got to take points away because now nobody else can answer.
Buzz.
All right, Greg, go ahead.
Man, I didn't hear any of the question. I've just been looking at everybody so closely. Looking at their houses, seeing what they got, judging their houses based on my house. How am I doing as a person?
What do you see so far?
Man, I see a lot of things, man. Corey Versus is living in the back of a Baskin Robbins, like my man.
Like Hainsborough.
Hainsborough.
That's a great shout. Who's that guy?
I don't know. When people talk, you just got to accept it because you can't
speaker
hear
them. Speaker view is a good idea.
Speaker view is fun. Well, that's a
it
good
makes
idea.
The most Thanks, sense.
Harami. All right, you're right. I'm on speaker view now. Oh, there I am. Now this is good because I can look at myself, and that's all I want to see.
Everyone the whole time. Oh my god,
yes. It's so distracting.
Yeah, of course, man. What are you insane? I can't believe you've been doing that.
And I've been texting people individually things about themselves. It's very dumb.
Believe you've been trying to operate like this. Of course, you're distracted.
Speaker, Greg, you. I'm back. I'm back.
Greg.
Yes.
I couldn't understand.
There's Brendan. Speaker view is the way.
I was doing the exact same thing. And
oh
I
my
just
god!
Switched,
no wonder.
And now we're back doing a podcast.
Now we can do a podcast. Let's start it now.
That was Elena's idea.
Yeah, Elena is a beautiful woman on the inside, the outside, and all around. You know,
Elena. Helena, let me say this about Helena. Ooh. Helena, now I haven't met Helena in person. You both have. Helena is just an angel because she helps on all sorts of fronts with administrative tasks, helps us get organized. Everyone, give a Friday night, Greg, whip it up for Helena. Whip it up, whip it up.
Nice.
Hell yeah, man. Matt Brooke. I like it shows me people randomly. I love it. I just like to look at people.
When it's people like make noise, it shows you their face. I think.
Oh, all right. So you're saying if I just keep talking the whole time, it'll be on me the whole time? That sounds like a hack. Yes. That's my 9 hacks to win Zoom. Always do a low-key noise the whole time. The whole time, the camera will stay on you. That's how you do it.
Yeah, we should do a bunch of Zoom hacks. We should come up with a Zoom hack book. Then now's the time, man.
Now's the time. The future is now.
Go ahead, Brendan.
Can you guys weigh in on something that happened between recording this morning and today, tonight?
Yeah, of course.
So the ice cream truck was out on my street.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey man, I don't know about this. And the guy was like, no, this is of course all right. Is that all right? Are you supposed to have the ice cream truck?
Now more than ever, Brendan.
Yeah, you can give ice cream because you can just throw it at you. He should throw you the cone and then scoop, throw a scoop and you got to catch it.
But there's just children lined up.
Yeah, can I say this?
You can say it.
Okay. The virus the virus ice cream is delicious, right?
Yes.
How do we not know the virus wouldn't appreciate ice cream?
You're right. You don't want to coax the virus out of the truck with a sweet scoop. I bet if the virus is in the truck, there's so much ice cream in there that the virus is like, I'm not leaving here. This is all the ice cream.
Exactly, yeah, man.
You're right again, Anthony. Now, can I say this?
What's up?
Everyone who's in the Zoom, I know you're watching, and I know you're here, so you have to do it. When next time you see the ice cream man, just say to them, I'll take a wrestling bar or whatever you want and an eighth and see if they give it to you. I'm telling you, they're all drug dealers now. They've all always been drug dealers, and no one knew until this year.
I'm more shocked, I think, I'm less shocked by the idea that every ice cream man is a drug dealer than by the fact that your go-to order is a wrestling bar.
Oh, don't try to shock me with that. Because everyone knows anything about the ice cream man knows the wrestling bar is a big win.
They exclusively had them for a while. Nobody else sold them.
Yes.
Yes. That was an exclusive contract that the WWE and the WWF had with the ice cream union, the ice cream man union.
Yeah, the ICW. The ice cream.
Yeah. Brendan, you're not a wrestling bar fan?
I don't know them. Were they like shaped like wrestlers?
No, they were little sweet treats. They were little like bars with a stick, and it was like one side was a cookie, ice cream in the middle, and then it had your favorite wrestling printed in ink on it. I would pull it up, but there's too many screens happening now, and I'm too scared. But do a Google search on your own time.
I think this might have been a New Jersey.
No, man, I think this was across the board.
Now we can finally do it. Everyone, raise your hand if you remember the wrestling bar.
I gotta go to gallery mode.
Go to gallery mode. Oh my god, not as many as I thought.
One guy.
Bennett Brown has his hand up. I count that.
Bennett Brown. Oh, he did. I didn't see. Oh, and also, yeah, that's not Bennett Brown. That's Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew. That's not Two Live Crew at all. Remember Marco? Do you guys remember Marco?
Marco. If for those of you that joined the podcast later, Marco was one of our earliest super fans, and then he came to a live show and just heckled us the entire time, and then just faded away into history, never to be heard from again.
Go ahead.
Do you remember we went out to that bar the night after, right after the live show, and somebody
Tori, John, Amanda, they were all there. Corey.
Yeah, true. Marco got into an argument with somebody outside. Somebody punched him in the face. I remember that. That was crazy.
Really?
That's the funniest way. That's the funniest way to stop being a podcast fan of just being, you get punched in the face and you're like, I can't watch these guys anymore. This leads to trouble.
Yeah. He heckled the whole show. And then someone beat him up.
Yeah, and it was like tough to take Marco's side. I didn't even know the guy who beat him up, but I was like, yeah, Marco, I don't know, that guy's probably right. It was a hard position to be in,
because we would do those, we did like the Freeds podcast, and we would get all these fans of like these young college kids, and like I think only the ones who were brain is fully functioned stick stuff around. But we would get some of these like maniac college kids who would be like, oh, I'm going to Rad Dude Cast show and I'm going to try to suck someone's dick on stage. Yeah, you'd be like, it's too much, man. Doesn't that work out?
Well, this is, and what Marco was doing was like, for those of you that have been around a while, you know that we not only do it kind of on special occasions, but we used to start every show with Anthony barking. And Marco was at this live show at New York Comedy Club, and he was barking. That was his heckle. He was barking. And we had to just keep being like, hey, man, I know that's what we do, and you're trying to show that you know that, but you're not stopping barking, and you have to stop barking.
Yeah. There was a guy there. Did I tell you about the? I was doing this DC show. Castiglione was there. And
you
Taco
can't
was
just
there.
Say that DC. What's that?
Washington, D.C.
All right. Sorry.
No, D.C. It's the transgender district of Columbia.
I'm going to whip that for you, Anthony. Good one, man.
Thank you. And this guy, he's a J-Train fan. He was nice. And he was standing there with his girlfriend. They heckled me during the show also. He was like, man, I love the Rad Dude cast. And then his girlfriend goes, yeah, I don't really get it. I don't really think it's very funny, but he loves it. Like right to my face. It was crazy.
Yeah, I remember I told you I had that one fan one time who came up to me after the Levity show. And he walks up, he goes, hey, man, you are fat. And I was like, what, man? And he was like, but you're, I was like, you gotta buy an album now.
Yeah, that was the best. What was that in Denver when someone called you, what did they call you?
He said, I look like Ted Cruz. He said to my face, hey, man, you were funny. You look like Ted Cruz. And I was like, oh, he must be a Republican. And he was like, fuck Ted Cruz. I was like, well, I don't know what to do, man. So now what? But he liked us. Like I would tell you if he hated us. Yeah. But he liked me and you and was like, but Ted Cruz. And I was like, look, maybe I have brown hair, but that's the one I don't see. I think I look like Nagel. That's who I think I look like.
Yeah, you guys do look alike. He's got smooth moves.
My favorite heckle was at the Little Rock Loony Bin. And this guy heckled me, and I turned to address him. And before I could even address him, he was in the front row. He just handed up $40.
Oh, yeah. That's
he just story. Paid me.
I love that.
So then I just said, you know what? That's fair. Anyone in here who wants to heckle me for $40, I'll take it. That's fine.
When I was
I threw my balls on Cam. Oh man, that's debatable. I don't know.
This is going on Greg's YouTube. So,
oh yeah, you're gonna not let me be monetized if you show your dick.
That's hilarious.
But hey, you gotta go. Then you gotta go.
I'll say this, man: the hot sauce coagulates, but it's pretty good.
That's not a sentence that anyone's ever said before. But pretty good.
Can I take opposition position?
Well, I wanted to finish something.
All right.
Okay, but, Greg, go ahead. Sorry.
Something happened. Oh, yeah, Pablo Escobar. I get that a lot too. Someone sent us a picture, and now I lost my screen, and I don't know how to get it back.
Everyone, change your virtual backgrounds to what you think Greg looks like.
That's about as funny as it'll get, I guess, huh? Can't wait to.
You might get some real compliments though, man.
I like when it just shows a random person on the speaker view and it just looks like I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck this guy now. Because here are you in my face.
Yeah. Juan Garcelle Garcia. He's looking to fuck Greg tonight. Say.
Wait a second. Hold on one second.
No, that's my man. We met in Florida. He's a great guy.
Hold on. Everyone seems if you're here, you're great.
Hold on. True. One second. Who was the guy with the sexy bed? Where'd he go? Did he leave?
He went to sleep. He's probably fucking right now.
Because
he had to
fuck, man. You turn them lights on, you can't turn them off because that shit is tasted buzzy.
Because now
those lights are coordinated with his erection. That's how you know how hard he is. Light purple, my man is a rocket.
But now look, we have another sex light man. Look at Jimmy Knowles.
No, that's me. That was the same one.
He just changed camera angles.
Oh man,
colors.
That light changes colors.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you fuck.
Cool, man.
Now, let me finish my story.
It's like Mike's hot tub.
It is like Mike's hot tub. That's only good for you and me and Taco to know who's here. I want to hear this heckle story.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to hear it.
I was doing a show in open carry state, which I think it might have been a Mohegan Sun. And I did some gun joke or something, you know, and the guy like, I got a gun right now. And I was like, no, because, you know, sometimes, you know, because being from New Jersey, New York, we kind of forget that like open carry is like a real thing because we never really got to experience it. Yeah. And I was like, no, you don't really have a gun, do you? And he goes, want to see me shoot you? And I look at the security guard. I literally went like this. I went, and I looked at the security guard like, maybe this guy? And he was like, He went like he literally said with his face, "I ain't getting shot for this fucking job." And I just looked at him, and the crowd was all like, "There might be a shooting today. You might be a part of history."
That was like that was like when that brawl broke out at the Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, where I was at. The fucking the security guard. I went outside because I wasn't on stage, and I was like, I'm not dealing with this. And I go outside, and the security guard, the door guy, was outside also because he was just like a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, what do you want me to do? There's 20 grown men brawling.
At some point, you can't say. At some point, you gotta say, fuck it, man. Fuck it.
Fuck it, man.
Fuck it, man. Hey, I got a game if you guys want to play one round.
Let's do it, man. Yeah, I'd love to. Maybe we'll play another round and beat the dudes after that, too. That's pretty
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, we could keep doing all that. So I got a game called Bucket of Heads. Y'all want to play Bucket of Heads?
Bucket of Heads.
Bucket of Heads.
Hell yeah, and Bucket of Heads is a new original, man. So Bucket of Heads is played like this. I'm going to pull out a head, and you got to guess.
Fun.
You got to
like
guess
it.
Who it is. You got to like guess who that head is.
All right,
what do you think? And everyone can play. You just have to raise your hand. You just have to raise your hand if you think you know. And I'm going to go on gallery view so I can see who raises their hands. What'd you say? Say that loud.
Somebody in chat said John Bonet's head.
I also want to say Jace the Fish looks like me too, especially with his Adidas jacket.
Maybe.
All right. We'll do the first round. It'll be easy. What?
I got to go back to gallery view.
You don't have to. I will, so I call on them. I want to see if you'll guess it, Anthony.
Okay.
You get the first. Anthony will go first. Brendan will go second. And if neither of them could get it, we'll go third to the crowd.
Oh, great. Great idea.
Right? Do an easy one first. Anthony and Brendan, you guys will buzz.
What do we win?
What do you win?
Yeah.
Winning anything, man. I don't have anything to give you.
All right.
All right, ready? Easy round. Start easy. All right?
Okay.
Bucket of Heads, round one.
Bucket of Heads. I like this, man.
Buzz.
Brendan, who is it?
I had to buzz so that I could see you. Actually, can you talk so I can see you?
Here I am.
Yeah, maybe talk as the head a little bit.
Hugh Jackman.
Close.
Okay. That's Wolverine.
Boom. 1 point for Anthony.
What now, is the buzzing?
The buzzing is the buzzing is say an animal that you would love to be your best friend.
Oh, great.
And then just explain it with two sentences.
Well, that's going to be tricky.
Or like five, I don't know.
Oftentimes, I guess people want to be friends with dolphins because they're close to
No,
us.
No, not people, you. Okay. What animal you want to be friends with?
Also, doing a buzz in after the correct answer. Interesting move.
That's fun. I feel like dolphins, too many people want to be friends with dolphins. And then
this is not the question. This is not the question I asked.
I think the fanfare kind of goes to their head a little bit.
I want to do a TV show where where you're a student in a class and the teacher asks questions, you know, and the teacher's like, who was the president of 1312? And you go, my dad had a few things to say about hairy backs.
Can I just weigh in, though?
You can weigh in. It's your podcast.
I do want to say that Anthony is right. Dolphins are arrogant because everyone's always talking about dolphins, how great they are. And like
the worst thing to happen to them was that video game.
Oh yeah.
Echo the Dolphin. All right, round two. Who is it? This is easy. Two easy rounds.
Buzz.
Say blue.
Wait, Jace the Fish raised his hand. I want to get Jace the Fish to see. Jace, who was it?
Oh, it's Beast.
Hell yeah.
Oh wait, I gotta buzz in first.
Yeah, buzz in. Say that animal you're friendly.
Tigers, because I like tigers.
That's great, man.
That's great, man.
It's great, man.
That was great.
Shit about dolphins, though.
Yeah, fuck dolphins.
They're kind of cunty.
Yeah, right.
I won't take that stance. I think you're all wrong about dolphins. I love dolphins. They like try to save people from sharks.
No, yeah, not true. They're rapists.
No, they're rapists.
Yeah.
They're not rape. Dolphins don't rape. They don't have a assault. They you can't be folks. Like, do you want to fuck me? You know? Well, there's that Michelle joke, which we could talk about one day.
They communicate with their clicks. What are you talking about?
First of all, there needs to be dolphin law. For a dolphin to rape, there needs to be dolphin law. And there is no dolphin law.
Okay. So, I think you know you're onto something there. Yeah, I do know what you mean. How do we know that that's just not the way dolphins get down, you know?
Can you rape a dolphin?
Can I rape a dolphin?
Like, can I, you, like, just in general?
Oh.
No dolphin law?
No, I was going to say, I don't have the dexterity.
I also have asthma, so I can't be underwater for too long. That's my major problem with sex with dolphins. I've thought about it.
It's good though, man. It keeps that one crime away from you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I could, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to, but I could. I want it made clear. I have both the dexterity and the breath holding capabilities, and I would be capable of doing so if I so chose.
And every day, Brendan, you walk as a hero because of that.
It's a lot like the pedophiles that don't actually fuck kids,
right,
you know? Right. They can't tell anyone about it, but I'm walking the streets going, I could have a dolphin, and I could go down to the aquarium, and I could have my will with every dolphin in here, and I don't. I choose not to.
I want to say this, and we probably covered this in the podcast. I've probably said it before, but as soon as the word pedophile came out, all other files should not have been like, oh, I love stereos. I'm a stereophile. No, you can't say that anymore. Files should be strictly and only used for pedophiles. Am I right?
Then what do we do?
You're absolutely right, but I have an emergency interruption.
There's a horse.
If you go to gallery mode,
Kyle's got a goddamn
horse watching. Got a
goddamn horse or donkey. You can't tell because you need to know the size.
Man,
you can't be live, right?
I know about donkeys.
Kyle, make that horse show me today's newspaper so I know that that's live.
Put some peanut butter on his mouth.
That's a dog chasing another dog's butt.
What time zone is this?
Look at this other dog chasing another dog's butt.
This is a new rule. You can't come on our live podcast with better programming.
Wow.
I told you this. I said it once. I said it 100 times. You cannot follow an animal. Okay? If the performer before you is a monkey juggling, you don't go on after him. Now I want to look at this horse and this other dog chasing this other
look
dog.
At these dogs love this horse. The dogs love the horse. This is the
best. Wasn't that your dad that said that, Greg?
Say that again. Who said that?
Wasn't that you that said that about the animal? Your dad?
My dad said it.
Yes.
Why is your voice so bassy? We got to get you a new mic, man.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm not just to your standards. I'm sorry.
No, don't
man.
Be sorry.
You're good, man.
What I meant to say was I'm going to buy you a $300 microphone.
Oh, I love you, baby.
But I.
But
not now.
Fuck you, then.
What? Who's this? Hey. Yo, I think that horse was live, man.
Yeah, that's a live horse. This is all live. What are you doing? You thought it was a recorded horse?
Yeah, I thought it was like a YouTube video, best of horses.
Oh, best of horses. Yes. No, I recognize best of horses. That's very good. But it's,
that horse could have went crazy and bit him in the face, and we would have seen that all of our viewers would have been traumatized. How the hell is Kyle friends with a horse? Hey, Helena.
Well, that's a good question.
You can't just be friends with a horse.
If you try hard enough, you can.
It appeared he lives on a farm. Look at he's got the horse with him again. He loves that horse.
Can you get that horse to subscribe to my YouTube?
That horse has no idea he's on Zoom.
The use. Bennett Brown's still playing us. I don't understand how he's doing it.
Greg, can I ask you
control.
This?
Yeah?
About the pedophile thing. So now if they're not stereophiles anymore, then where do we go? Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean? I just say you're like, I'm a stereoaholic. Well, that's kind of offensive too. Because I think a file, once pedophile came out, it trumps everything. You're relating words to the passion, the worst kind of human being can have. And B, you're like, I feel that way about audio equipment. You know what I mean?
Like, seriously.
Too much. Yeah, too much.
I would argue this, though. I would argue this. I think you're right. But I think, first of all, someone's like clipping or there's some crazy audio happening. So just
It's that's that fucking horse. He's trying to get his own podcast. He's trying to take the podcast over.
I would argue this. I think vile is such an old word, and it's pedophile. They're probably Latin based, but someone's got to mute themselves.
That's the problem with the. You can't tell the horse that he's not going to recognize mute. You know, he's going to do horse stuff. Respect.
So. I think we've got to change pedophile rather than all the other files, right? See what I'm saying? File.
Free
change,
lover.
Change.
No. Lover of life. I got to go back to speaker view because I'm losing my fucking mind. There we go. There's my old face.
I can't believe you went back to gallery, man.
Well, I was trying to play that head game and I got lost in the sauce.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do another beat the dudes so question. Weird.
Okay. What'd you say, Juan?
Audio file sounds so weird.
Audio file.
Yeah, it sounds like an audio file.
Yeah.
You got fucked in the ears or something.
Anthony, say what he said.
It sounds like you got fucked in the ears or something.
Right? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, you're on to something, Juan. Justice for Juan. That's right. Man, people are killing it in the chat.
There's like two podcasts going on right now.
You don't know about a chat.
I can't. I glance down at it every now and again. I've responded to some people too because it's kind of exciting.
We should get a group text going with everybody who's here for the rest of our lives. I don't see why that's a problem.
Okay, another moment of beat the dudes.
Oh, nice, man.
And we'll have users buzz in after Greg and Anthony get their chance to answer. This is, of course, the history round. Again, to buzz in, you have to make up an event from history that did not actually happen.
All right.
From 1912 to 1948, awards were given for literature, architecture, sculpture, painting, and music at what major competition?
Buzz.
Greg, go ahead.
Buzz. Huh? When I was 13, I had a girl come over to my house. And she said to me that that life wasn't what I thought. And I said, you got to mute this guy.
Why are you laughing? He doesn't do anything wrong.
I know, because when someone else is on the podcast, I feel like it's really fun to be mean to them. And I forget that there's normal human beings, not paid performers.
Right. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it just happens. And then I'm going to send him a bunch of text messages probably.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing, though, man. Everybody who's on here knows you, so they know. Like a lot of people were talking about how they liked other podcasts, but they go, "But I can't ever say that to Greg; he'll get too upset." So people know you very well in this room, so they know exactly where you're coming from. They know you're nice, so you don't have to worry.
Sorry, Giovanni. Oh, so the woman is in my home, and she says, "Life is not what you think." And I said, "What is life?" And then she said, "Touch the glass." Right. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I put my hand forward and in front of me, I was in the TV, man. This has all been a TV show. That's history that didn't happen.
Excellent. Now, in your answer.
What?
To the question.
I'd say 15 at least.
Okay, I'm going to award you 3,000 points. It was a wonderful buzz-in, and the answer to the question was spectacular because of how wrong it was, but yet with such little hesitation.
I can't remember what the question was.
Anthony, from 1912 to 48, awards were given for literature, architecture, sculpture, painting, and music at what major competition?
Say Buzz.
Buzz. The wall, the Great Wall, they tried to build another wall. Did you know about that? Before, they built a wall before the Great Wall that was three times the size of it, and they called it the Really Great Wall. But it was just too tall, and people got so upset because it was just too tall. They couldn't see anything. So then they knocked it down, and they just left it as the Great Wall. The Olympics.
Yes, you're correct. You're astonishingly, for possibly the first time ever, correct. They were giving out medals for for literature and architecture and sculpture and painting at the Olympics. You could have a, so there's people with gold medals in painting.
That's great.
Wow.
First, I want to add something real quick. I don't know if you've noticed, but Matt Brooks has not said a word, but every 3 minutes it clicks to him and I just see him smiling at us with his guitar in the background. And he hasn't even said anything.
Hey, guys.
But Zoom loves him.
Matty.
Now he's talking to just show me Helena.
Yeah, that's the thing. The first time he opened his mouth, it's not showing him. That's weird. It shows him every time.
Have you guys noticed that?
So they
also, Anthony.
Yeah.
This is a question directed at you. Have you ever seen in Bloomfield, I don't know if you remember, but we had that big steel wall that had like the pieces of metal that were shotted out, and you'd walk by with cheese. And you would just do the cheese, and that was our Great Wall, GRATEW. One, David.
I remember the cheese wall. Now I had forgotten about it till you brought it up, but now I
know. But now you remember, because kids would lose their soccer balls. They'd go over there, and then the climate sucked because it would hurt. It would cut your hands. It's not good to have a big cheese grating wall in town because not that many people need it as much as you think.
From what I understand too, is it came from Switzerland.
It was a gift because France gave us liberty, and then Switzerland was like, well, we'll give them a big ass cheese grater.
Yeah, the Swiss cheese wall.
Oh, man, that's great. You're crazy.
I also like how you preface that story by saying Anthony, as if it was really a real Bloomfield reference that only Anthony could understand.
Because it was in Bloomfield, the Great Wall.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It was the bit.
Because they didn't have those wrestling candy bars everywhere, so I was pretty sure they weren't going to have this wall everywhere, you know? I can't believe they gave architects and painters gold medals and stuff like that. Man,
that is cool.
They must have got made fun of in the Olympic Village. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have all these professional athletes and you have some wafty painter.
Imagine you're on the women's gold medal volleyball team. You wake up the next morning and you have to tell the rest of your team, I don't know, man, I fucked a sculptor. No, what the fuck? He was kind of fat, but fuck.
Yeah, I am the fastest man alive. What are you? I designed the building once.
I know it's Artie. He's just being like art is subjective. Yeah.
Man, and here's the other thing. Can I say this? And this is fucked up. I don't even know if this is true. But wouldn't they not let like other races and women in the Olympics for a while?
I remember Hitler and Joe.
I'm sure. Well, in the modern.
That's right. Hitler and Joe. I remember their hit song, to be honest.
Well, I think women. I think women were not in the Olympics in the modern.
Oh, okay. Man, how crazy, man.
But you had to allow different races in because it's like there's all these countries that have different races, right?
Yeah, true. But man, that's like, man, women, you know? They had to watch all these painters get gold medals before they could.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And you wonder why Hillary's so mad. Bang!
Pizzagate. You don't even know about that yet. That episode didn't even drop yet.
Yeah, that's true. I think we got to go long because the beginning was like crazy. So we should give them a little longer, you know?
No, I'm not done yet.
I'm here all night.
Until they all leave.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
When they all just start signing off, being like, sorry, guys, I fucking can't anymore.
Right, I'm walking this goddamn room.
Because I'll tell you, man, the hot sauce is starting to kick in, man. I feel muy caliente.
Greg was too mean, and we have to leave now.
Who said you would leave? Wait,
Greg was too mean, so I have to leave now.
That's Giovanni, whose microphone is...
Giovanni, I like that you're in a teen club. That's pretty... You look great, man. That's your bedroom? That's awesome.
Hey, hell yeah, man. Party house.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yo, is Taco still here?
No, man. Taco's got class in the morning.
Perks is here.
Oh, we're right here. We're in the mix. We're in the mix.
Let's get a taco question real quick.
My man, you got to get in on the Caliente game, dog.
Dude, I know you're all about them wacky-ass drinks.
Taco, did you know Anthony is a mixologist?
Oh, hell yeah, I know that. He put cold brew in, like, tequila. This guy don't give a shit.
Went to mixology school.
I am a certified, that's actually true. I am a certified mixologist.
Certified G.
If anyone wants a grasshopper or a gimlet, anything really, I have a degree. It was given. I went to mixology school in northern New Jersey. The facility was like the waiting room of a laser tag arena. I probably got swindled for some bucks, but it was all worth it.
Dude, when I worked at TGI Fridays be a bartender, we had I don't know what the beginning of the interview was. Guy came in for an interview to be a bartender. All I see is him walking out furious and the manager going, I don't give a fuck if you went to mixology school. That don't mean shit here. We train our own people. And that was it. That was it. I don't know what the fight started with, but a manager was screaming, I don't care if you went to mixology school. And he didn't say mixology school. It was like the mixed, all mixed up Montclair's.
Yeah, all mixed up. Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was Montclair's mixology school.
Yes, all mixed up. You know what's funny, too, is like the guy was probably so mad who didn't get the Fridays job, and he probably tried to call all mixed up, and he just got like the number of a pharmacy. You know what I mean? It's like a place that clearly didn't exist.
It's also really funny because like, people need a bartending license. He did, you know what I mean? They need to learn how to bartend. You don't need a pun name. You know what I mean? It's not a Chuck E. Cheese's. You don't need to mix it up. Just call it Montclair Bartending Academy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what? No need for a fun name.
Dude, down the block from me is Crazy Kids, KrazyKids Learning. So it's a school. The first thing they teach you is the incorrect way how to spell kids and crazy. I mean, crazy.
Well, that's like in New York. And I think they have these in some other cities. They have those Kumon learning centers and it's spelled KUMON. And they're like tutoring places, but it's just come on, like come on, but it also come on. Like come also spelled wrong. So like five things wrong with those
books. Yeah, I like that. Hey Matt, what's up, buddy? It just cuts to Matt. And he's like, there he is. Hey buddy. Zoom loves him. I think he's just got great lighting and that guitar. Is that a Gibson? What?
Born for the Zoom.
Yeah, Matt has embraced the Zoom lifestyle for sure.
Yeah.
Can I get a check in with Harumi? What are we doing numbers wise? Are we losing people?
We're at 47 on Zoom, and I think another 20 on YouTube.
Yeah, man,
huge. This is fucking huge.
Man, the people that are here. You know what I mean? When the revolution happens, like they shall all be generals.
More underage people, then like we'll do good.
What? I love when someone you haven't seen the whole show just shows up. I didn't see you from the beginning. Wait a minute. I feel like you gotta like when you start talking, I have to be ready for it.
Just a guy in a bed. I've never seen
sitting up. Sorry, but I was like,
say it again.
I'm saying, I think we'll get more people if Greg goes for underage talk.
Man, that guy's high as hell. Did you see
like
that?
Nathan McIntosh.
You gotta salute to a real one on that.
Salute, bro.
Yes, you know.
Absolutely. But I love to see who's fucked up in here, right? Because you could tell. Am I right? Look at his face. He's doing it. He's doing the Greg face. You're a real one. You get five rad dudes cast points.
You get some rad dudes.
Let me get my marble notebook to write that down. Now that we're all here, I got one question. Is this enough?
At 60 people here, is that enough content?
Well, everyone doesn't get their own, you know? You got to kind of one for, and then just insert different holes, you know?
For those of you listening to the audio episode, Greg has held up a six condoms.
Oh, right. People listening to this audio only? That's going to be horrible for them. Horrible for just audio. What? Guess the head? How the hell is anyone going to know what the hell that's about?
Even video is kind of a mess. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's
Listen,
no the- way you can put this on the video, on audio. Oh, my God.
Oh, we definitely will.
Yeah. I'm going to say, if you're listening to the audio right now, you a real one. If you got this far into only audio and you didn't watch the video, you are a real one or you should see a doctor.
You go both. What's the problem then? Good to get a checkup and know you're a real one. I say both.
Now, here's something I found out when I was receiving emails for this to send these out. Amanda, are you related? Are you like a brother-in-law of Tori, a sister-in-law? Are you guys related somehow?
Yeah.
No, they're best friends.
I'm dating her brother.
Oh, you're dating her brother. Okay.
That's right. John is her brother.
Yes. Okay. Because I saw you sent me a Klett last name and I was like, wait, are they related? Okay, great. And then Tori, you're like a full-time scuba diver now, right?
You'll have a
I'm living in Honduras teaching scuba diving.
Whoa. Hey, your boyfriend's got no shirt on. Get him in the mix. Let's see some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Look at them arms, dude.
Oh, that's
are you bulking
like
up to play the bullets?
Sorry.
The greatest reference I ever made.
That was a Last Dance reference because that's
Craig knows now.
That's what coronavirus is, you boy.
The bullets.
Bulking up to play the bullets. You're a lunatic.
The Jesus Pistons.
The Pistons. Who corrected me? They're right.
Shirts off for the dudes.
I take my
is it
shirt
not
off.
The the Bullets a tough team too or no?
Shirts off, not really. Man.
I'm not taking my shirt off. It's in a pool.
Get it off, Craig.
This ain't no goddamn sunny day.
Shirts off, brother.
Craig,
shirts
did you
off,
say
man.
You this ain't no goddamn sunny day? You would only take your shirt off on a sunny day?
Yeah, man, of course. Only when it's sunny out. If I got work on my tan.
Okay. All right. Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
No, I cannot.
Greg's acting real mad, not sexual right now.
Patrick Delaney's got it off. I'm taking mine off.
Pop him off, Greg.
Woo, whip it up.
See, folks, we're going for the world record of shirts off. Boom, shirts off. Everyone get your goddamn shirts off. We're going for the record tonight.
The world record. Most skin, least muscles. Setting.
Look at this, man. Is that cancer? Does anybody know? Does anybody know? Can anyone judge that? Corona won't let me get to see Kangitas.
Hey, Harumi, can you take a screenshot of this this world record shirt off?
And take your shirt off? Matt, it's just showing us right now you don't have your shirt off.
Wow.
I got to look at my shirt, though.
Force people to take their shirts off.
No, you can't force them.
I'm not in the same room as them.
I got a Festivus shirt.
Wait a minute. You guys just forced me to take my shirt off.
Greg, I consent to you taking your shirt off.
That's true.
Thank you for consenting. No women.
True.
Just letting you know that. Can we do a hot body contest? I'd like to get a hot body contest going.
I would like to give a rating. Kevin Babe has got some serious muscles going on, but I'm going to go with
lots of people have their shirts up. I just went to the thumbnail view.
Gallery mood, baby.
I'm going to go with I'm going with a dark horse pick here. If you guys could check out Reed Kelly with Greg Stone as his background, that guy's body is smooth and beautiful. Take a look at Reed Kelly. He's my winner, hands down.
Y'all going to want to go full screen on me right now.
Audio listeners, Greg has stripped down. He's doing dance. Now he fell. He fell.
Gee, you can see his butt crack.
This
a little bit.
I gotta get rid of that. Look at this. This is no good. No one wants this. That's what Vader used to do when you wrestle someone.
That is true.
Oh, that hurts. Yeah, I got amped up, bro. I live off your energy, people.
Dad boot bods are so in. They're so in.
Who said that? Who said that?
Pookie Pokes. Pookie Pokes.
Pookie.
Pookie, you're one of the great ones. Hey, can I do my camera angle like this from now on? What do you think?
Oh, great. We even have the same body.
Hell yeah. If I can angle, you got a great body, Nagel. I like to look like this. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Greg Show. Hey, well, here you are. Here you are. Welcome. I didn't see you guys there. Oh, I didn't see you there.
Yeah, Greg, act surprised like they just, they, you didn't know that they were on your front lawn.
Hey, what are you doing there? You want to come in for a drink? Okay,
Greg, do it again.
A little bit.
Sit. You didn't realize that they shopped at this grocery store as well.
Hey, you shop here too? So why a lemon? There's only one left. I guess we got a wrestle.
All right. You notice that they have the same kind of gun that you have.
Hey. Do you have the same gun as me? Do you want to go shoot? Do you want to go shoot my mom too? I'm on my way. No? Okay. See you later.
That guy was the best because he developed an accent three quarters of the way in.
Yeah, that accent just comes.
I've never imagined a chubby Pedro's Pascal, but
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah, you did. Oh, brother. I don't know if you've ever seen Goodfellas, but Spider doesn't get to joke, man.
I didn't hear it. Look at it.
Look at it. Tell me it doesn't fucking like reconciliate.
Man,
wait a minute.
You guys are so high. Batman is so high.
Great.
Say this.
Look at it. Google it right now. Tell me, point Greg's mustache doesn't say Pedro Pascal.
Harum, look it
a
up.
Very right, handsome man.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'm going to say this.
That's a lot of talk for a guy with his shirt still on.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was trying to say. Who beat me to the joke?
Sorry.
It's okay. Patrick, I love you so much. You know that.
I love you too.
I love how this has turned into a nudist group shaming someone for wearing a shirt.
We got to start a cult. Start a cult, man. I could be the cult leader.
Oh, you can't. You can't. That power. You already feel so powerful right now.
Oh, you know
I.
You
cannot be in charge. Yeah.
I would go mad.
This guy?
Oh, that's the Mandalorian.
Oh, he's very handsome.
Let me say this about my man.
What am I saying?
That's the best thing, Jared. That's the best thing anyone's ever said to me because Jared, people usually call me Pedro.
I'm not insulting you at all. Like, I'm saying that mustache is glorious.
Did that cut back to Jared with no shirt on was the greatest thing in the world.
Can I
cut back to me? Like, I got.
I got nothing going on here, boys.
Like,
you rule, man.
Trying to give Greg all the confidence in the entire world.
If you were here, I would lay with you.
Can I do my Jarrett impersonation?
I gotta get a drink. Yeah, I'm gonna get a drink.
Yeah.
I got tuning up a notch.
Okay, this is Jarrett. He hasn't talked for 35 minutes. Nobody's seen him. He's lying in bed.
I love this guy.
And then out of nowhere, he pops up full on my screen. I think Greg should talk more about the underage. I like the underage.
Give him a draw, Brendan.
Give him a draw, man.
Get more people. Get him with that draw.
I think Greg should talk more about the underage stuff.
There we go, boy.
That's what I like. Now, this might be tough to reconciliate.
That's a big word too.
It's a big.
Jared, man, you're great. Jared, yeah, where are you from, man?
I'm from North Carolina.
Okay. Okay. Awesome, man.
Anthony,
what's up?
Let me check in with you, brother. What was your day like?
Pretty good.
What'd you do?
Well, we did the podcast at 11. And then I guess somewhere around noon, I had a pizza pie. I had a slice of pizza. And then I took a nap for a little bit. I feel like Julie and I watched something, but then I dozed off. Oh, we started watching One Strange Rock with Will Smith. Has anyone seen that?
One Strange Rock?
Yeah. It's a lot of Will Smith and not enough animals. I'll say that.
Huh. He talks about all the animals on the earth, right?
Yeah, they kind of Darren Aronofsky did it. It's too stylized. It's kind of weird, man.
Well, I leave for 2 seconds and you guys start talking about art films.
Well, I don't like it,
man. Brendan asked me about my day. I had to answer honestly.
The reason I don't like it is because I pitched that show. And I pitched that show and it was different. It was just me, and I'd get I'd find rocks that I would find unusual, and I'd go, look at this.
Just nips. It's from the H, dude. Man, I gotta be honest, man. People want that shirt off. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. You gave them what they need. Oh. It's better than anyone could have anticipated. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I just landed in the middle of Egypt, and I'm looking right at the Sphinx.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Strongbows?
Anyone else bring in a strongbow? Update. There's an update coming in. Best body. I've had to reevaluate. Reed Kelly still looking beautiful, but I've just noticed Tom Pellerinos, and this guy is really packing a nice figure. If you guys could take a look,
we gotta go. Let's all look at Tom.
Everyone, take a look at Tom. Tom, give us the once over. Look at that defined pectoral on him. Yes, very nice.
Ooh, good. Good
yes,
bod.
Very good. Isn't that a
You're
good
definitely
bod?
From the J Train podcast. I know where we got you. Look at that back.
Oh,
Rocky Mountain.
Beautiful. I think.
Greg, did you just say Rocky Mountain?
Hell yeah, bro. That shit's a bunch of boulders. Gotta. If I was on a skis, I would go down those moguls. You know what I mean?
If I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Greg's the only man I know who gets drunk before the beer has even come down below the neck of the beer. The beer has not reached below the neck. Before the first sip, he's drunk with anticipation.
Yeah, man.
I'm drunk on good times.
Greg is already talking to people like Andy Warhol in the 70s.
Yo, you want to hear some shit that's kind of crazy?
I don't know where he lives.
Anthony and was Brendan that? And everybody.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
Whoa,
a good one, Jimmy Knowles.
Look at that guy.
I'm going to start doing push-ups now. I just found out Little Richie was gay. Little Richard.
Greg.
I mean, well, no, because when we were kids, we didn't know what gay was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Remember, Anthony?
I do. I do. Hang on. I got to get my glasses.
I haven't checked back in on Little Richard since after I knew what gay was, you know, like, because he was so prominent in the 80s. And I was back and I go, man, this is my first experience with gay. That's great.
That was, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Little Richard holds up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he, yeah. Yeah.
He does hold up.
I remember.
Hold up.
Go ahead, Anthony.
My first, it was my phys ed teacher, first grade, Mrs. McNett.
Yeah.
Like, Kylo Ren in the house.
Kylo Ren showed up.
Oh man, this is great. I gotta get a Kylo Ren mask. That looks great, man.
Can I say, Greg, this is crazy. I know this sounds crazy, but I honestly, as dumb as this sounds, until you just said that right now, I did not know. Oh, he hasn't had headphones on the whole fucking time.
I can hear you.
Hold on. Everyone be quiet. Be quiet for a sec, Greg. I don't think everyone heard this, but Ryan's significant other just said, are you on video with your shirt off? And he goes, everyone is.
The cool kids.
So sorry. Me so torn it down.
You got busted, dude.
That's a party.
That's right. Julia has been packing her suitcase this whole time.
Off with your chest, please.
Oh man. What? Oh fuck, what did I want to
You're talking about your first grade PE teacher in Little Richard.
No, I didn't want to talk about that. That's boring. You didn't know Little Richard was gay too?
No, I didn't. Really? Till just now.
That's crazy, man. He looks like a lunatic.
I know, but this is like how my mom, when I talked to my mom, like I saw that Liberace movie, and I was like, did people really not know Liberace was gay? And she was like, yeah, you don't understand. It like wasn't in our minds. Like you didn't think of celebrities like that. So people didn't know Liberace was gay. And he was doing everything that was like, he invented being gay. You know what I mean? Like what Liberace was doing was like the height of gayness. And like people didn't know.
Yeah,
did we lose Greg?
I'm not real familiar with Liberace. Harun, what'd you say, man? It's nice to see you.
Did we just lose Greg?
I think I'm back.
I have no idea. No clue. Put on that helmet, and I'm not sure what happened.
Yo, Gay Lactus. Nobody heard that? I was Gay Lactus.
Oh, man, I miss all that.
World Eater? Cock Eater. That deserved more, I think. But I can't even
it. It's hard to give you more because it just keeps cutting to Kylo Ren because he's breathing loud. And I want to give you more.
Yeah.
Hey, just I think we got to mute him. You got to mute him because I can't hear
I wouldn't anything. Mute him, man. It's hilarious.
This guy is that.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I would suck because I can't put my masks on and hear things. So you get Mask Greg who can't participate.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gay Lactus was in the house, man.
What's Gay Lactus's agenda?
Dude, eat the world, but really just pick everything out that is a dick. So, you know, he puts the world in his mouth and he takes China. He takes everything, but he leaves in all the penises.
Like eating one of those fish with fine bones. You've got to keep everything out. Yeah.
Hell yeah, Matt. Good to see you. It only cuts to him. There's 50 people in here. It really wants us to know if we're getting Matt's approval.
Has anyone noticed the improvement on my body during the quarantine?
I think Christopher Mischer looks like he's in a hospital. Yes.
Kevin Bebe, he wants some attention. Kevin Bebe trying to get some attention.
What's up, Brandon, Kevin Bebe?
No, it's Brandon, you're looking great, man. You're looking great.
Thanks, man. I feel better. I'm doing a lot of running. I feel good. I'm slimming down. Cock's looking bigger from that. It's great. Everything's.
I mean, we see the six pack, bro. We see the six pack. It's looking good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Blake. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone.
I'm God, buying what you're selling.
What's that?
I'm buying what you're selling.
Thank you. Sold, my friend. Sold. Does anyone notice that every once in a while it just cuts to a
what?
Greg, have you
what? To what?
That's crazy.
Every once in a while it just cuts one every once in a while it just cuts to this one beautiful silent man. Have you noticed that, Anthony?
Which one is that?
There's a guy with long hair that just every once in a while it just cuts to him. He says nothing. He's beautiful. He's some sort of model for the fashion industry. I'll find him. Hold on.
I think every time it cuts to him, I black out.
My man Reed.
Choose virtual background.
Oh, it's Jimmy Knowles. It's Jimmy Knowles. No wonder he has sex lights. No wonder the guy's got sex lights. Take a look at him without the sex lights.
Let me get a close-up.
Get a close-up of Jimmy Knowles. Jesus Christ, that guy's fucking like he's Chris D'Elia. Yeah.
Greg.
Hell of a head of hair.
What you saying? Mullet. I got that mullet.
Yo, me too, dog. Get the G-Man. You got to get the G-Man mullet. You see this?
Greg, man, tell us what's going on in that Lakers huddle.
Boo. Right now.
Turn around, listen into the huddle, and come back.
I'm going to tell you. This is when. Let me talk to him, right? Yo, my man Pat. Pat, why don't we try the octagon defense? Huh? He's like, it's everyone gets their own ball and we all throw the balls at Michael Jordan's face.
It sounds crazy, Greg.
I don't know. That sounds like a good idea to me, Pat. That's magic. Pat.
Hey, that'll get you in the future. You know what I mean? That'll get you there. That'll get you. Hey, Anthony, you got to try these Strongbows, man.
Yeah, I'm doing these whiskey and hot sauce. And I'll tell you, they're catching up to me.
Can't be good. Yo, they're catching Taco. Hey, Taco.
Yeah, Taco, man. Taco likes to point out my drinks.
Yeah, wait, what's up? What happened? What I miss?
We got a message held for review. Taco, quick thing about I'm so into basketball now.
Oh, I know, man. I hear you. I've been watching it with Steph too. She's having the same reaction. She's just like living through the 90s, like for the first time. She's loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah.
Two things about basketball, if I could.
Steph wasn't alive in the 90s.
True. And neither was Julia.
Yeah, that's true, man. Y'all, Taco and I are like Menudo. Once they turn 14, they're out of the band.
Tita's 60.
Tita, get, yeah. From what I understand, you met Tita when she sold you a gremlin.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. That's what fucked up. That's fucked I'm up on hot sauce and whiskey, man. I'm fucked.
Hey, I'm on Strongbow. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, I wanted to say this about the. Whoa, who's that? Scary as fuck. Evil just popped up. The darkness, man. This is a floating face in the blackness, and I haven't seen it. Whoa, Hans, bro. Hans is here. Not that Hans.
Oh man.
This is Hans from hell.
What do you mean, ah.
That's not No. I know, Hans. I'm not disappointed to see you. We were old friend Hans, but
good we had
to
an see old you, friend Hans. Named Hans. We are so happy,
Hans, man. I'm loving this look. Everybody took their shirt off. Hans yep. is as dark as he could be.
What the fuck, Donald?
Pissing. I live in Costa Rica too, so I'm sweating. Every part of my body is sweating. But this is me protesting the shirtless movement that you guys.
Oh.
Have.
Oh, I respect that. Man. No, I respect that. You gotta be a leader.
Jesus Christ,
Greg, man. Greg, drop I'm a showman, your belly bro. And make it talk.
What? No, man, that's some old hack. That's some hack fat guy shit, man. That's some hack fat guy shit.
I don't know. It could be fun though.
It could be.
Taco, wait. Weren't you talking to Taco?
Yeah, I wanted to make it dark, man.
I wanted. Wait, to what it... happened? Whoa, sorry. Man. Right?
Oh, no, I wanted to say something about the basketball show.
Greg, your background's already dark enough.
Okay. These are different. Costa Rica's a little bit different, you know?
Costa Rica, they don't abide by the rules.
Jesus, Greg,
hell yeah, dude. This is what I'm talking about. Let's get it. Let's get where we're going, you know?
All right, I'll turn my light
off. That's what I say, Mr. Greg. We should get where we're going.
Let me.
I say we should get where we were going, Mr. Greg.
Yeah, watch as I take my headphones off and leave this thing.
Mr. Greg, why are you saying that to me? I didn't know about this. I had to hack into the thing.
Hainsborough, what's going on, man? How are you dealing with the virus and stuff?
How are you dealing with being a fucking piece of ass shit, you fuckface, Mr. Anthony?
Hainsborough, come on, man. That's not nice at
no,
all.
No, fuck you. I'm sick of your shit. You take Mr. Greg and you try and stop Mr. Greg from me and him being friends.
No, Hainsborough, I want you guys to be the best of friends.
We're not best friends. He's my father.
I mean, Hainsborough, has the test come back? How do you know that?
I got a test for you.
Okay, what's that?
What's Mr. Anthony? A, B, or C? A fucking piece of shit.
What's B and C?
What?
You only said A.
No, that was the answer. Mr. Anthony, that was the answer. Where's Mr. Greg?
He should be around. Greg, you there?
Oh, yeah, boy. Anyway, I was just wondering.
Oh my god!
Well, the cast starts now.
We're not going. We're not going full leather, Daddy.
Oh my god! That's terrifying, man.
Andy,
I can't.
Nate Broker to speak on this as well, but I needed to bring up my beef with the basketball show.
Because I can't.
What?
It's scary.
What makes it look like a dildo?
Yeah, man. Oh my god. You look like season 2 of True Detective. It's too scary.
Okay, I'll take it off. But that being said, it was the first thing I could grab.
Yeah.
Yo, people made some shit. This is a beef I had with Brendan, and this is what I wanted to take up with him. He constantly told me that Michael Jordan was thrown out of the NBA for gambling, and then Bob Costas said that there's not an inkling of truth or evidence behind that. So what do you mean about that, Brendan?
I'll let Brendan tackle that, man.
You made me come out of Hainsborough.
What's up, John? You going
okay,
somewhere?
No, you can't ask a question then just have a chat with John.
Well, I cut to him, so I thought that's was your way of deflecting.
Oh, I see. No. Bob Costas. Bob Costas plays the game. He relies on the NBA for his income, part of his income. Trust me, I have reliable
Greg. And Ahmad Rashad.
They're liars. They're his best friends.
And Michael Jordan's dad wasn't murdered because of a gambling debt. That's another lie that the documentary unfolded for me.
That one is unknown. That's unknown. But he was 100% asked to leave the NBA because of gambling. 100%.
No evidence can back this.
What?
The head of the NBA, Stern.
What evidence?
Said it. Stern, if you guys don't know who Stern is, he's the guy who's in charge. He said, why would I do that? I'm going to take out our major money.
Talking about this.
What, Anthony? Why are you crazy now?
No, I love it. I just love how into The Last Dance you are.
I'm into basketball, okay?
Wait, so Brendan's saying, I know that. Brendan is saying it didn't happen.
No, I'm saying it did. And I know it did for a fact.
How do you know it's a fact?
Because I can't name my source, but I know. What? I can't name my source. I know someone in the close to the league that was dealing with this when it happened. I'll tell you off air. Of course, Stern.
On air. This is
of course. Of course,
friends.
Of course, Stern's going to say that. What's he going to say? I didn't investigate the guy. Instead, I said go play baseball for 2 years.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Because that's a because he had the responsibility to investigate it.
I talked to Ahmad Rashad last night on my podcast off air with Ahmad Rashad, and I said, "Hit me straight, man. We're off air." Because my podcast is all basketball talk with famous basketball people, and I tell them it's all off the record, and I post it. But Ahmad Rashad said, yeah, man, I am friends with Bill Jordan, and I'm also enemies with him. And, you know, not true about gambling. But what is true is Michael Jordan's kid is in high school basketball.
Your life has become basketball, but not just basketball. Just one documentary has now become your life, Greg.
Yeah, man. I love basketball documentary. Everything they say is what I love. It's the best. Oh, all right. Man. I'm probably going to head out.
Yeah. Let's sing that song.
Oh, right. Everyone unmute themselves. We're going to do a sing-along. Yeah. Everyone unmute themselves. Okay.
Oh, Amanda, you have two screens going, so you're going to get an echo.
Clearly sitting in a car.
Amanda, do one camera only, because that's where we're going to get an echo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Bennett.
Bennett.
Thank you guys so much for coming, by the way, and thank you all for being fans. Hopefully this wasn't too crazy. I hope you guys had a good time. But
we all have our shirts up. This is too crazy.
If you listen to only the audio episode, God bless you.
Yeah, man, what are you, nuts? That's great. Is this is the episode that people that read the Blind Mike article are going to listen to?
Okay,
that
Greg,
guy who was robbing the galaxy was incredible.
Hey, you want me to take us in?
Take us in.
People are people.
Change is change.
Sarcasm.
Okay, hold on. See, they don't know. It's people are people. Cats are cats. Dogs are dogs. And then we make up verses after that.
Everyone just sing at your own pace. It doesn't matter. People are people. And cats are cats. Dogs are dogs.
Dogs are dogs.
Yeah, Bennett, you're good.
Holy cats. People.
We love you guys.
Podcast. You guys are the best, man.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. I guess we're still here.
We're doing the Patreon episode now, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm the only rad dude left.
What's up, brother?
Is Anthony here or Greg?
No, you're all alone. They left you.
All right. Well, Harumi, are you here?
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say, how is this still open? All right. Well, now that this is quieter, does anyone have any questions about the Rad Dude Cast?
Can anyone hear me?
Well, I can't do it by myself.
What did you Google to get that picture for Hainsboro?
I googled
it was a wild picture. There's no way that was a normal Google search.
No, it wasn't. It was I think I googled monster rat boy. All right, I gotta go, guys. But thank you guys so much. We appreciate you being here. We love you,
Brendan.
Love you,
thanks,
Brendan.
Man.
Thanks, Brendan.
Good night.
Good night.